Hey guys. Felicia here. Before we start the show, I want you to do me a quick favor. Can you hit that like button? Can you hit that subscribe button? Can you leave me a written review? If you've been listening to this show, you love this show. If you've had a coaching session with me and you rocking with me and this show has helped you, please let the people know. Please write a review. This helps other people know about the show. Also, go share this with somebody. Don't keep all this goodness to yourself. Because I'm telling you, like, even in today's episode, gems are about to be dropped. Don't hoard the gems. Share. The more gems you share, the more gems you'll get. It's the law of the universe. Okay? All right. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Sunday, guys. Welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you are here joining me today. I hope that you are getting a chance to enjoy this long weekend. You should be off on Monday. And for all those warriors who like work on holidays, God bless you. Maybe let's think about getting you a new job because I want all of us to enjoy our three-day weekends whenever we get them. And this Labor Day weekend is no different. So today is going to be a little bit different, guys. This is going to be a bonus episode because we have episodes in the can. What that means is we've recorded episodes in advance. And I wanted to talk to y'all a little bit more in real time. So we are recording this a couple days before Labor Day. And so I wanted to have a special Labor Day message for you. Because if you haven't heard about the September surge, baby, we got to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it today on this here episode. So now, if you haven't heard what the September surge is, let me tell you, them people ain't lying. It's true. This is the time where there is a surge of hiring that is happening in this country. So there's two times a year a hiring ramps up. There's a ramp up in hiring. The first time of the year is towards the end of Q1, maybe the middle of February, March, after budgets are locked and everybody has their objectives and goals and they realize we need more people to do all this shit that we're saying we're going to do. And then HR gets their budget for hiring and the salaries and comp and all these things. Then they go spend the money. It's like they go shopping for people. And there's a surge of hiring then. And so that lasts between anywhere February to like the beginning of May. But once the summer starts, baby, all them people be on autopilot. Like, we ain't really trying to interview. First of all, such and such is on their summer vacation. Their kids are out. Everything's moving around. People are not trying to interview. They're not trying to get on calendars to get things done. Everybody's moving around. So hiring really does significantly slow down in the summertime. Well, guess what happens in September? Just like we rush to get back to school, everybody rushes to get back to, oh shit, we got to close out the year strong. Okay, where are we at? So like around August, this is where people come back, wake up and realize like, oh, what all do we need to meet our goals? And then what happens? We need more people. Then there's a hiring surge. So this September surge, it will go on between September and October. This is a grand, great old time, okay, for you to be out here if you are in the market or you're thinking about getting in the market. And that's what I want to talk to you guys today. Because there are lots of companies that are looking to fill roles before their SG&A budgets get cut or locked or taken away. Like, they're really like, let's spend this money, guys. Let's spend it. And so what better way to spend money than to hire you? So how should you take advantage of this over the next few weeks? We're going to break that down starting right now. So the first thing you got to do, guys, is you got to make a decision. You've got to decide whether you should stay in your current role or if you should go. So first off, to tackle this question, should you stay or should you move on? The first thing we need to do is go through a checklist, a thought process, mind you, and see, is it worth your time to even be looking for, you know, new job right now? For all those people who are Patreon members, you will have exclusive access to my career decision checklist.
Exclusive access.
It is a 10-part checklist. You will add up, you will rate and add up on 10 different dimensions to help you think through and decide, should you keep your job or should you go out into this surge and ride this wave? Okay. So if you're a Patreon member, that's an exclusive tool for you that is on the website now on the Patreon.
Ooh, go and get it now.
You can go get it right now if you're a Patreon member. But even if you're not a Patreon member, there's some quick things you can think through to think about, should I stay or should I go? The first thing you want to understand and ask yourself, am I satisfied in this job? Again, I didn't say, are you happy? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know many people who are happy to work. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, if I could just sit up and eat bonbons all day, I would. But that's not how life works. Because we got to work so that we can take care of ourselves. Are you satisfied? So the question is, how happy are you going to work each day? Is it a 3 out of 10? Is it a solid 9? And the thing is, you don't want to underestimate job satisfaction. This is one reason why companies spend a lot of money to understand engagement scores. And part of that engagement is, how satisfied are you with this damn job you in, right? Because that'll be an indication of whether you should stay or leave. And so they're trying to always figure out the pulse of, are all these people in a big chunk about to leave here because they're so unhappy? And what can we do to facilitate them being more happy? Because again, they're going to try to put it on us and say it's our fault we're unhappy, when the truth is they some ratchet fools and they need to fix themselves. But that's a whole nother episode. I'm going to stay focused. So when you are thinking through, am I happy? What you want to ask yourself in that is a couple of things, like, do I feel that I'm seen and I'm heard? Do I feel like I belong here in some way? Now, you might not ever feel like you completely belong, and that's fine. But is it enough for you to say, hey, it's worth it if I'm not always comfortable because there are these other trade-offs? So are there other things you're getting that add to your job satisfaction? Like, do you appreciate flexibility you may have in your role? Does your manager give you autonomy and they're not a micromanager and you appreciate that? That adds to your job satisfaction. So you got to think through the values and the things that are important to you that drive job satisfaction for you. And then you decide, are you satisfied in your job? The other thing you want to think through is progress. Do you see career progression? Do you think that there's growth or potential in this role? Are you learning something? Are you gaining new skills? Are you getting good experiences that you can put on your resume that propel you to the next role? Because if so, then you might want to stay and see that through a little bit longer. But if you don't see a path to move and move upward, if you feel like you've hit a ceiling, then it might be time for you to go.
Should I stay or should I go?
So those are some of the big things you need to think about. So as you think through, like, should I leave? You should create a pros and cons list for staying in your current role. don't make a pros and cons list for leaving, because once you see the pros and cons list for staying and that ain't working, you got to leave. Like, you don't really have an option. Then what you want to do is you want to talk to someone you trust, a mentor, a colleague in your field, not necessarily your job. You really don't ever want anyone at your job knowing that you're considering leaving the organization. It can cause all kinds of ripple effects that you can't really control. So you need to talk to a trusted advisor that's not in the organization. So any mentors or sponsors that you know of that are in the organization, do not talk to them about this, because they're going to be biased. They want you to stay and suffer with them. Like, no. The only person inside of organization I would ever talk to about leaving is someone who I'm really, really cool with and tight with and trust, and they are leaving and they have confided in me that they are leaving and I know they're leaving. I probably would talk to them on their last day after the going away party, happy hour. Then I'd be like, so how did you think through this step that you're making to leave, right? Like, I would start having that conversation with that person. But other than that, all the people want to stay. I'm not telling them I'm thinking about staying. As far as they should know, I love it here. I ain't going nowhere. That's the narrative, guys. So again, play the game. Now, you also need to set a deadline, because you don't have a lot of time here. It's September already by the time you're listening to this episode. So get on the wave and let's keep it moving. So you need to decide quickly whether you're going to leave or stay. Now, for those people who are like, okay, I think I'm ready to go, the rest of this episode is definitely for you. But let's say you say, I know I'm going to stay at my job. I'm not going anywhere. Fuck this September surge. Like, I'm good. Just put all this in your back pocket, okay? Because listen, you're one bad manager away from just up and quitting, which you should never do. Never up and quit your job, okay? And again, that's another episode we'll talk about. But don't do that. You're leaving money on the table. But when we come back from the break, then I'm going to tell you how to prepare yourself for the decision you have made to leave. Okay? When we get back from the break. Hey guys, Felicia here. If you're listening to me and you're not looking at me, then that means you are not our Patreon member. Okay, so that might not mean quite that. I get that, but that's what I'm supposed to be selling, right? Right, Maya? That's what I'm supposed to do. Hey, listen, what I'm trying to say is, guys, we have this wonderful Patreon that we are really working hard to invest in and make more robust. Now, I saw some of the exit surveys from older Patreon members who are no longer members, and I get it. I would have left my black ass too. And I appreciate y'all, because y'all helped us continue to build this show. But if you'd love to come back, we would love to have you. And if you've never been here at the Patreon, come on in. Hang out with us. Get to see how some of the sausage is made. Get these exclusive tools that I've been working to build out. Thank you, ChatGPT, for you guys. And I will continue to do these things to add value to the Patreon so that we can continue to grow our Patreon community. And I really appreciate all the people who just rock with me, because they just love the show. They get a lot out of it and they want it to continue to help. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. So if you can't join the Patreon, I get it. Inflation, eggs are still like $4 a dozen, which is ridiculous. If you could do me a favor and share this show with all your friends. Hell, share this show with your white friends. If you ain't white, if you a black woman and you listen to this show, yes, it's for us, but white people be listening to this show, y'all. So you might as well share it with them so we can just get bigger, so I could offer y'all more things and we can have more reach. One of the coolest things that happened is I've got a message on Spotify, and I wanted to shout out this person during this break to let you know why we continue to do this show. This message is from Madison N. Elaine. You know, it's her handle on Spotify. She said, thank you, Felicia. I am here every episode and you are here for me when I needed it most. Please, please, please hope you feel my gratitude. 27-year-old Black woman in corp, no one to help me but you. Guys, when I tell you I boohooed, Madison, if you out there, girl, you are not alone. I want you to know that. You can always email us at ask@trillinba.com. Y'all, don't be out here feeling alone. And this is why you have to share this podcast, because this is why we do this work. We want to make sure that you know that you can make it through corporate America, being as Black as you care to be or not. There's always a way to figure it out, and we are here to help you do that. So if you grew up like me, your mom wasn't in corporate America and she couldn't tell you nothing and all she could do is pray for you, we got you. We got each other. And we're going to continue to spread these messages of hope and how to. Okay? So enough of me ranting about all of this, y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with the show. And now let's get back to the show. All right. And we are back, guys. And so the first segment, you decided that you was going to leave your job. I mean, you really bent and decided, but then it was like, well, what am I going to do? Well, that's what we're about to talk about. So now the next thing you need to do, and y'all, this is very much, you know this, but I'm just going to reiterate these things for you, okay? You need to polish your personal brand, right? What's your personal brand? Anything that's out there on you on the internet, basically. So be it LinkedIn, social media, all these things. Like, if you know you're about to go in this job market, like, make sure your stuff is together. So what does that mean? First, start with your LinkedIn profile. That's the best place to start, especially because you're going to be on LinkedIn for a little bit doing all the network things you need to do. So look at your LinkedIn profile. It's your online resume. It really is. It should reflect your best self. And one of the things you can do, if you don't want to pay somebody to really zhuzh it up for you, use AI, use ChatGPT to help you like take what you have and say, hey, how can I make this stronger, better? This is the type of person I want to become. This is how I want to portray myself. This is the tone I want to have. You know, tell it to act like an expert resume writer. I'm telling you, game changer. That's all you got to do. It will take you like 15 minutes, maybe. You can go back and forth with ChatGPT until you get it how you want it. So use what you got to get what you want. Okay. Now, once you update your LinkedIn and your resume, then you want to make sure, right, that you go through your social media. And if there's anything you feel like this isn't the best representation of me, you might want to go on and archive that. Just go and put that away. Because understand, when you go on an active job search, they are looking, okay, at everything they can find about you. They're looking. You also need to take some time to Google yourself and see what all come up. And then also that's a good time to take some bullet points on what is coming up. So that way, when people ask you personal questions, quote unquote, then you can answer with shit that's on Google already. So like, for example, and I've told you guys this, so you might've caught it, you might not. But if somebody Googles me, they see my mom and my grandma's obituary. That comes up because my name is in their obituaries. So my mom and grandma are dead. It seems very personal. In a lot of ways, it is personal. But if you Google me, it's right there. So if people ask about me, I'm like, yeah, my mom and my grandma, they raised me, but they've passed away. But it's been some years. You know, I'm out here trying to do good things to make sure I honor their memory. Doesn't that sound so like, oh, pull at the heartstrings. I just want to hug you. Oh, I lost my grandma too. Or, oh, I've lost my mom. I have humanized myself with telling them something that don't really mean much to me. Like, I don't care that you know that, but they don't know I don't care that they know that. All they know is, oh my, that's all the feels. Build your likability. So this is the perfect time right now to do this. Google yourself, okay? Now, the actionable steps. Review and update your LinkedIn profile. Review and revise your resume. Make sure on your resume you add your most recent achievements. So make sure it's up to date and it has the strongest bullet points. Use ChatGPT to help you write strong bullet points if you're not going to pay an expert to do it for you. And then you want to think through all the things, the bullet points that you want to say about yourself as you are going to do the next step that we're going to talk about in the next segment coming up. Yes, we're going to then, now that we're prepared, you got all your things ready. Now we got to execute some things, right? So in the next segment, that's what we're going to talk about. Execute. You're going to make a lot of first moves. Okay? Okay. When we get back from the break. There, travel enthusiasts, are you tired of struggling to find hair and skincare products that cater to your unique needs while on the go? Look no further than blacktravelbox.com. Black Travel Box is your one-stop shop for travel-sized natural hair and skincare products, specifically curated for Black travelers. No more settling for generic products that don't work for your hair type or skin tone. Whether you're jet setting to a tropical island or embarking on a cross-country road trip, Black Travel Box has you covered with their convenient and TSA-approved travel kit. Plus, by supporting Black Travel Box, you're not just getting high-quality products, but you're also supporting a Black-owned business that is dedicated to promoting inclusivity in the travel industry. So, travel in confidence, style, and grace with Black Travel Box. Visit blacktravelbox.com now and get ready to slay your next trip. Don't let your beauty routine suffer while you explore the world. And hey guys, let me tell you, Black Travel Box products are amazing, especially that body butter. Listen, I got a promo code for you. Use the code JETSET, that's J-E-T-S-E-T, all caps, JETSET. And you can get a discount from Black Travel Box because of who? The Trillist NBA. Happy travels, beautiful people. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, and we are back from the show. If you haven't got your Black Travel Box, I don't know what you're waiting on. I mean, it's still, you know, traveling time. And you know how we do. We gonna travel for all these months of the rest of the year. We don't care about if it's winter, summer, spring, or fall. We're gonna get on planes. We're gonna take flights. We're gonna get passport stamps, okay? So, Black Travel Box, guys. All right, I'm gonna get y'all out of here real quick because we don't need to drag this on. But the thing you need to know is that you got to spend the majority of the next 2 weeks networking. No, anything but that. Okay, the first 2 weeks in September, you shouldn't even really be focused on, oh, well, I want to apply for this job. I want to apply for this job. I want to apply for this job. No, the only thing you need to focus on is who do I know and where do I want to go and who do I know that's there? Like, I still start with, who do I know? Okay, but where am I trying to go? Okay, now, who do I know again? But it all starts with, who do I know? Who can I start talking to about I've made a decision to leave my company? Which, the networking already started when you went and talked and got counsel with your mentor. Listen, you don't get a job without somebody giving you a job. The more somebodies you know and are in network with and have a good reputation with and have helped also, the more opportunities you have to take advantage of these hiring surges during the year. So you've got to build your network. And I know I was talking to Michael Pittman the other day and he was like, I'm so tired of networking. Everybody keeps calling me. And I'm like, you better take them calls. You better talk to them people. You better see what they want. You might need them one day. He's like, I know. I'm going to take the calls. Shut up, Michael. Take the calls, make the calls. So the thing you're going to focus on is you want to create a hit list. There's two hit lists you want to create. The first hit list you want to create is target companies. So what companies would you might be interested in going to, right? And then from there, you want to look at who all do I know from those companies. And this is where your LinkedIn should just be on fire, up, hot, ready to go all the time. Scroll through, scroll through, scroll through. you should be connecting with me. I'm on LinkedIn. If you listen to this show, I will connect with you. Like, all you have to do is send me a connection request and say, hey, Felicia, I listen to the Trill MBA show and I love your show. Please connect with me. And girl, I will act like I know you. I will send a warm connection to anybody in my network you want to meet and talk to. That's my favorite thing to do. So that's where you should be spending your energy, focused on meeting people, having conversations. And when you're networking with people, guys, make sure you are concerned about that person and their well-being first and foremost. Don't jump in with, you know, I decided to leave my job, so I wanted to connect with you. So, and that's not networking. That's terrible. Networking is, hey, how you doing? What's going on in your life? What's going on in with your career? What you been thinking about? Yeah, I've been thinking about leaving my job. How about you? Oh, you like it? Where are you at again? You're still at, oh, that's great. So how do you like it there? I've been thinking about looking at some roles there. What you thinking? That's so much better. And then actually care though. You can't manipulate this. People will know. I know when people are on bullshit, I'd be like, what you want? And those people really aren't in my network. They get kicked out. That's another thing. While you're curating your network, you want to curate a network that is willing to help each other. Usually when I call people asking for something, I'm asking for somebody else. I'm not even asking for myself. So when I do need and I call, they'd be like, oh, girl, yeah. You be helping everybody else. Let me help you. That's what you want to build. You want to build that. Because at the end of the day, guys, we all we got. So this, all this, whatever I don't really like and all and uncomfortable and blah, blah.
It ain't about you.
Not about you. So, genuine connections. So this month of September, we actually have a theme for this month, and we're going to be focused and hone in on networking. We have some great episodes coming up that we've already recorded. I'm so proud of us. We're doing the damn thing over here. I'm going to deep dive into the fear of networking. We're going to talk through, you know, things you need to do. I'm going to have some special tools for the Patreon members coming up all around networking. Listen, September is going to be your time. And I don't even care that Mercury's in retrograde or whatever. It's about us, okay? We got this. So I want you to spend the majority of your energy in executing, building your network for the first 2 weeks. After that, just those conversations and you having coffee chats and setting up coffee chats and sending invitations that are personal, just you doing those activities will lead you to opportunities. You will probably get more interviews set up doing those things, talking to people, telling them, sharing with them what you're thinking, what you're looking at, what's your next step. Do you know anybody? How can I help you? Yeah, I know such and such. Let me connect you. When you start doing all that activity, it just naturally leads to interviews. And you need to always be ready. Because I was talking to Brianna, my old boss and dear friend, just today. And she was just like, yeah, girl. So I had this interview and I didn't even know it was an interview. I thought we were just having a conversation. It took me a minute to realize, oh, this is a full blown interview. Yes, girl, because you're awesome. People want to hire you. And your friend sent you here because you talked to your friend about, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to go do that. I'm thinking this. I'm thinking that. Oh, okay. I got somebody I want you to talk to. And that conversation that was supposed to be more of a coffee chat, no, that was an interview. We're going to have Brianna on the show soon. It's going to be a good time. But that's how it happens when you just simply reach out to your network when you've built your network. But you have to be the network. You have to plug yourself in. You have to share and you have to be open. And, you know, just keep looking for a kinfolk. That's what I do. It works all the time. So now, with that, guys, if you have any questions or you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching and you can schedule a 45-minute consultation with me. to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email us at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me, and ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. All right, guys, I hope this episode was helpful. If you listen to this on Spotify, please leave some comment and let us know your thoughts. We appreciate the comments. Thank you, Madison. Again, if you need us, we are here. Just email us. We got you, girl. You're not out there by yourself, okay? All right. Love you guys. And I hope you have a great day off, that you are not checking email, you're having fun this week. Hopefully you took extra days off because it's another, you know, fake holiday. It's great. So until next week, guys, keep it true. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.